His daf Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Chof Tet. We're holding at the Halakha Commission in the middle of the daf. And may we get Beretz Yisrael v'chala. Somebody is appointed to bring a get, and he becomes ill. And he's doing this in Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have the complication of b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. What does he do? He's able to pass it on to another shliach. And Eretz Yisrael b'yad acher. Now, this gets a bit complicated if the shlichut involved more than simply handing over the get. So suppose the husband said that if you're going to give her the get, make sure that you get back from her my engagement ring. Right? So tell the menach if it's plonim. Then lo yishachanu b'yad acher. You should not send the get with anybody else. Because you don't have a right to allow the other person to be handling the ring that is meant to be getting back to him. Now we're going to see what this implies about the shlichut for the get itself. Suppose you did it anyway. I mean, would the shlichut for the get be no good, or is the whole thing no? Is the only the part about he did an isser and he stole the ring, so to speak? But that doesn't affect the din of the get later in the Gemara. Omer of Kahana. The Mishnah is only telling you what the din is if the shliach gets sick. Chola tonight. And it's specifically if he's sick. But if he just is busy and he doesn't want to do it right now, then he cannot appoint another shliach. Says the Gemara, I also know how to read. All Rav Kahana says is it says chola tonight. Thank you. Pshita, chola katana. Yes, indeed, that's what it says, all right. We appreciate your insights. No, but the point is, the ma'od etema hu adin afagav delo chala. Rav Kahana is pointing out that the chala is meant exactly to mean what it says. Because I might have thought, even if the guy wasn't ill, it says chala because normally a person's not going to give over a shlichut without having a very good reason. So, okay, so it says chala because urcha de milta katana. And therefore comes on Rav Kahana to say no, it's indeed only if he's chala, and otherwise he does not have the kayach to give over the shlichut. Well, what exactly is the case? What was the wording of the original shlichut? Hechidami. If the husband said to him, Heilech get ze. Heilech is a general term that does not refer to him specifically. And basically, all it would imply is, get this, get to my wife. So then who cares? Afagav de lo chalanami. He's only interested in the get arriving. He couldn't care less about who does it. So why would he have to dafke only if it's an emergency, even if he wasn't sick? And on the other hand, Ida Amale, if he told him, Atole, I want you to take this get, well, then it shouldn't even help. Because if he said, I want you to take this get, he's implying I don't want anybody else to take the get. In that case, afilu cholanami lo, that should not be good, that he should give over the get, even if he's an ones, to Tanya. Holech gets ele ishti. If you say a general lashon of holech, and you don't specify a person, then areze mishalcho biyad acher, he's allowed to send it with somebody else. It doesn't specify over here that only under certain circumstances, so apparently he's always able to. But if he says, atolech gets ele ishti, then I raise a lawyer shalchena b'yad acher, and it also doesn't specify. I mean, it's mashma under no circumstances. If he says you, then he means you. You can't do it, you can't do it. But that doesn't mean you can appoint somebody else. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. All right, you know, I skipped a piece, sorry. V'i Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And if you try to tell me that it's going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's even worse. Because according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, afilu chola nami lo. You can't give it even if he is ill under any circumstances. Whether he said heilech or whether he said heilech at. What three cases am I referring to? The following bright, the Tanya. Heilech gets eli ishti without saying at. Harezim eshalcha b'yad acher. Apparently without further question as to why. If he says holech at getzeli ishti harizel lo yeshachanu biyad acher, once again, apparently without it mattering what the circumstances are, he can't give it on. Reb Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't matter whether he said at or he didn't say at. Eina shliach oseh shliach. In general, there is no way for a person appointed for a thing to give it over to somebody else. So then it doesn't work out according to anyone. This is what Rav Kahana is saying. I mean, if, in fact, the Mishnah meant specifically if he's chala, then no case works. If it was it's the way we thought, we said that maybe we could have thought, ma'odat hema, that it just means whatever happened, something happened, fine, then maybe it's talking about her life, and then it's not, but not the way Rav Kahana is understanding it. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Ibai tema, look, I can explain it in any of the above three ways, because you just made assumptions all along the way. Let's say that it was talking about Heilech. Then I would explain that the Braita that says, if you said Heilech, you can appoint a Shliach, doesn't mean you can appoint a Shliach frivolously. It means you can appoint a Shliach if you got ill. That's all that it means. So then the Ibai tema is Heilech vuhudechala. If you want to tell me it's talking about the other case of Atolech, so I also will have to explain it differently than you assumed. And when it says you cannot, what it means is you cannot frivolously, but in an emergency you can. Then chola shine. Fine. And you know what? I can explain like Rav Shimon Gamliel also. You're assuming that nothing matters to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and it's a point of din, that ain't shliach or shliach. It's not a point of din. It's a point of understanding. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel may also be motivated at chol ha'shane under any and all circumstances, only and if. Tonight, now maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael. Now look, we have a similar case here, our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, and maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael v'chala, reza mishalcho bi'adachem. Now we have a similar case in a Mishnah later on, which means to say something very different, Ramino. Amar lishnayim tnu get liishti. You say to two or three people, or shlosha, you might say kitvu get liishti. So if the language is give a get to my wife, or to three people, write a get to my wife, right? Kitvu get tnu liishti. So then the halacha is that they would have a right to be a big din if it's three, and in the case that they're writing the get, they would have to write the get and give the get, but not somebody that they appoint. How do you explain that? Apparently, a shlichut is very, very special, because the part of the kitvu should be equivalent here to the tnu. And since it says the kitvu, in which case you would have them and only them writing, then the tnu should be them and only them giving. No. There's nothing to do with that. The reason that why bikitvu were very marked is because if a guy appoints someone to be writing a get, since the writing of the get is a chiev on him, v'katav v'natan, it means that he's basically saying, I don't know how to do this. If he's saying, I don't know how to do this, then he's embarrassed. He doesn't want people go, oh, by the way, so-and-so doesn't know how to write a get. Could you take care of it for him? I don't want you telling other people that. So if I appoint you to write the get, I don't want it passed on that I don't know how to write a get. So time of my mishum bizayon de baal. Mashenken, over here we were talking about only about the shlichut. The baal is not makpid. I mean, he just wants a different driver for a FedEx truck. What's the difference? Whereas Rava says, oh, no. It's much more complex than that. The problem is that if you write kitvu, that means that the get doesn't exist. And if the get doesn't exist, you'd have to be passing on the abstraction of the ability to write the get to someone. You can't give that to a shliach. There's nothing to pass on to the shliach. So the actual get, you have a physical object, you pass that physical object on to the next shliach, and you say, you deliver it. That's fine. But how in the world can you pass on an idea? I was appointed to write a get. I am passing on that idea to you. You can't hand that over. How are you handing it over? What creates the shlichut? You don't have anything to give up. And that's a much bigger problem. So it's because it's mealy. And mealy, lo mimsram l'shliach, is major nafkamina between Rava's approach over here about it's being mili and Abaye's approach of it's just being a problem in the Akpot of the Baal because of his bisayon. For instance, maybe Nayu. He can be now Shliach Matana. Look, the question is somebody gives a matana. And the matana has to be written up, right? Now, it's not my business to write up the matana. I can give a matana to somebody. If he wants it to be filed in court, he can write up the contract and file it in court. I mean, it's not my business to write him up a matana. So basically, what are we doing? I mean, we're sending him a birthday card. I'm not mechuyev to write my own birthday card. Then go buy a birthday card. And because of that, there's no bizoyan that is related to this at all. So the question is, if I was pointed to take care of a matana for someone, if the problem is mili, it's still a problem. What am I supposed to do? I can't give over the tzivoy to write up the gift. If, however, it's just a question of bizoyan about, so then why not? Of course I can. So he could be nayo shliach matana. And indeed, we know that this machlokas here between Rav and Abaye about whether the issue is a logistical one of hakpada or whether it's actually a legal question of the mili is the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel in the sugi of matana. Because Rav says exactly what Abaye says, that matana ain't a get. By get, you have the problem of the embarrassment of not being able to be mekayim my own mitzvah v'katavla. And by it, and matana, I don't have that problem. Where Shmuel says, that's all very nice. What does it have to do with that? You got another problem. And that is mili lo mimsar l'shliach, which is exactly the same by matana as it is by a get. Matana harei u keget. Okay, then the Mishnah continued. Ima marla tulol lahimena chefetz ploni. If he said, make sure you get my ring from her when you come back, then he cannot be a shliach through somebody else. Omar Resh Lakish, well, this is basically where Rebbe has taught you a very important halacha. If the din is that ein ritzono she'epik dono b'yad acher, in this case of shlichut, then it is certainly the case that if I lend you something of mine, then I do not want you to lend it to somebody else. And if I rent something of mine, I don't want you subleasing it to somebody else. And therefore, basically, Rebbe is using this Mishnah as the makor of the halacha, which is ein hashoel rashai lahashil, ve'ein hasocher rashai lahaskir. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan, amen. That's what you learned from a Mishnah Resh Lakish. Babies know that. Zuhafila tino kocho bit rabbanio. Do you understand? I need to have a raya from Rebbe's Mishnah that ein ritzono liot piktono means to give away something that I gave you, and I'm not allowed to give it. Obviously, I'm being over on his das. What would be the avamina? The point over here in the Mishnah is much more powerful than that issue. The point in the Mishnah is that there are times when the get itself won't be a kosher get. That's the point. Not, I don't want you to have my ring, but that this shlichut that involved bringing back his engagement ring from his divorcee apostles the get if he gives it over to someone else. That's the point. Sometimes, anyway, because then it would be the equivalent of a case. He says, look, I only want this get to be given downstairs in the living room, you know? And he goes ahead and his megarish are upstairs in the family room. And that's possible. He said, don't be Megarish unless it's downstairs. Yeah, so he's a Megarish of Aliyah. But what's the difference what his romantic reasons are? Where Altagar Shalabi, you mean, use your right hand to be Megarish, he's Megarish with his left hand. It makes no difference. You say it's reasonable, it's not reasonable, you like it, you don't like it, that's not the point. The Shlichut is made on this basis, not a Shlichut. And there's going to be, I'm going to show you that there's cases where the Lord of the Rings was Mavatel the get. So what would be the case? So look, I mean, everybody would agree with Yochai, Resh Lakish, Kuli Alma. Hech the Nafkala Pei. Suppose she comes out. Here's this guy who's coming with her get. She runs out with the ring. She says, take your blankety-blank ring, bring it back to the mamzer. You know, just give me the get. And she gives him the chefes, and then she takes the get. Okay, then, for sure there's no problem. Because the kulei amlo pliga de gita gita ma'alya having, I mean, there, the point over there is, it's all very nice that he doesn't want this guy to be the one that's holding the mikvah. True. What does that have to do with the kashrus of the get? Yeah, okay, it's true, but lamaisa, the get is kosher. He's a shliach of the get, and he didn't link the ring to the get. It's two completely different issues.
If she doesn't give back the ring.
Oh, 1 second, and that's the next case. He pliga, where it does matter, is where he told the get, I keep doing this today, he told the shliach, make sure you get that ring before you give her the get, because he doesn't trust her that she's ever going to give back that ring. So he says, you first have her give back the engagement ring.
Or
I'm not giving that get. Exactly. Then give her the get. Now, Lamaisa, this guy goes, and he gives her the get, you know, and then he takes the ring back. Well, there was no argument about it. So he was Yoiv Lagita. And then he took the chayfetz from her. Now, in that case, Rabbi Yochanan passels even the shliach harishon. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan posel bo the kosher came. The shlucho is posel in such a case. Whereas Reish Lakish is machshir b'shlucho, the kosher came bo. Now, the question is, how do we learn this case as fitting in to the Mishnah of Ein Ritzono Shei Pigdono B'yad Acher? Because, I mean, if the way that I just said it over B'pashtas is that it's mashma Ein Ritzono Shei Pigdono B'yad Acher is merely talking about the fact that his wife shouldn't be the one that has to be called him, which doesn't make any sense. I mean, as Tosis points out, it makes much more sense to say that Rabbi Yochanan passels the shliach, period. But since even in that case he would passel him, therefore in any case he passels the shliach, because since we're making it dependent in the ability to take the ring, he's linking the ring to the get. And in making that linkage, he cannot be maskim to the shlichut. Because since Ein Ritzono Shei Pigdono B'yad Acher, don't you dare make a shliach. In which case, you're making a shliach shelo kiritzono. And that means that the Yatzim Shlichus would be batal.
Was that a condition?
That's what he's saying. It's the same as Bayit V'aliyah.
But if it's not a condition?
That, what do you mean, if? It is. What are you asking?
I'm saying in the...
That was the previous case where it isn't a condition. When you bring back the get, bring back the ring. But if he links it, so then it's a condition.
Does the Baal have a right to the ring, or just to hold her a certain...
Who cares?
Is it hers, but...
Who cares?
So I'll be happy with the answer.
No, that's the point. That's the answer. It doesn't matter. Right. In other words, whatever it is, once it's been given to me, I don't... Either it's mine, because it's meant to be mine, it's my pikkudin, or I'm telling her to make it mine.
Yeah,
but at this point, and so then it's mine. I don't want to stomp anybody carrying around my diamond ring. You know? Yeah. I mean, the process is that he takes something back that he has a right to, at least emotionally on some level, but, you know, maybe blackmail.
$1,000,000 on a diamond ring.
Yeah.
She could say no.
Yeah. Blackmail. Classic.
That's it.
The problem is, if you try dealing with that blackmail, now you end up in jail. The FBI doesn't like it.
Want the house back and all of this.
Yeah. They actually sentenced Zevi's brother yesterday. One guy got 3 years in jail. Rabbi Epstein got 10 years in jail. Shrek.
Because he wouldn't give the...
No, because he had the guy beat up. Wouldn't get the get. You know, all these mafia, but they didn't, that were beating people up, that weren't giving get them.
Wow. That's another quick question. When it says Ksuva Nu, when it says right get, stop. It says right.
Oh, right.
Does that mean also to give? Do we assume that? Or he has to say...
No, right, that's later on in the Sugya, but the Kol HaOmer Kitvu is Kilo HaOmer Tnu. That we'll see later on. Yeah. Okay, now we are ready for Good Morning Vietnam, apparently. All right, guys. He's there already. Good Morning Vietnam! I'm Avi Gates, Bibidinat Ayam. That's about as far away as you can. So you're bringing a get from Vietnam, and then you have to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. So over there, if the shliach gets sick, it's much more confusing, because now, How is he able to give over the fact that b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam? That he's going to have to give over. I mean, the second shliach can't say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. So what he has to do is he makes a shliach in Bezdin. And in front of the Bezdin, he says b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. And then the Bezdin appoints this shliach as a shliach of Bezdin, who has a right to give the get, not as a shliach for the get. And then they are mishalachim. So he says, Omer lifnehem, b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. And the last shliach who brings it does not say, Eina shliach achron tzere shumar b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. That shliach says, shliach beidin ani. And it's not my business, b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Which means that l'chori doesn't have to be there. And he doesn't have to say it anyway. And I heard him say b'fanai. He's out of that parsha, the final shliach. Rabbi Avu had a son, Avimi. And Rabbanan asked Avimi to ask his father to boy me name Rabbi Avu, who wasn't called Rabbi Avu for no reason, it was his father. Shliach the Shliach. Mashve Shliach Ola. Can the Shliach of the first Shliach make another Shliach or not? Could you please find out from your dad? Amar lo, so he tells them, I'm not going to ask dumb questions. What's the matter with you guys? What kind of question is that? The Mishnah says, Ein ha-shliach ha-acharon. Well, what do you mean, shliach ha-acharon? Why say shliach ha-acharon? Ein ha-shliach ha-sheni? If it says ha-acharon, it means no matter how many steps down it is, whatever it is, that last shliach doesn't have to worry about playing down for my next time. So, Michlon, the Mashvei Shliach. I mean, if you guys want to ask an intelligent question, I can give you one, you know, and then I'll ask it. But then I'm not going to say you asked, I'll say I asked. Elakiti Boyelachu. What you should ask is this. When you make that second stage Shliach, so Kimashvei Shliach, would it have to be Bezdin? Or could you then pass on the Shlichut of the Bezdin? Now that's a question, because the first time you needed to make a shliach in Bezdin, that was because you had to say v'nai nechtav, v'nai nechtam, which, by the way, gives rise to questions among the Rishonim, whether when it says in Beit Din, even though the din of v'nai nechtam could be b'fnei shnayim, so b'fnei Beit Din would include him, according to that sheet. That's two people plus himself to appoint the third person. But it could be that the b'fanai nechtam part of it could be said in front of Shlaim, like Adam, like it's earlier. Yeah, that's all a question. I don't understand the best thing here. But in any event, how about the third shliach and the fourth shliach? Do they also need a best thing? Oh, I feel a shalom best thing. So then they said to him, you think you're so smart. That's a dumb question. Yeah, because, hi, Lomi Barlon, that's not a question we would ever ask. I mean, we know how to read. It says in the Mishnah that the last guy says Shliach Beit Din. He's not going to be a Shliach Beit Din. He was not a Shliach Beit Din. So obviously, it would have to be in front of Beit Din. He had the whole thing backwards, that the Rabbanan told to Avimi, Breda, Rabbi Abo, that he should ask his dad whether the din is when a Shliach of a Shliach makes a Shliach. Does it in fact have to be in front of Beis Din, or can it be in Mishnah Bifnei Beis Din? That was the question originally. So shliach b'shliach, kimash v'shliach, is it b'beit din or shalom b'beit din? To which, in this version, he responded to them, and why don't you even ask whether a secondary shliach can make a tertiary shliach? So ma'alu v'tibay l'chu, imash v'shliach ba'alma at all? Omrulay. So they said, look, that's obvious to us. Hai lo kami boilon. Because we were medayik in the Mishnah, that it's not ein ha-shliach ha-acharon. So obviously, we've talked about as many steps down on the way. So michlod, the shliach mashvi shliach. Our only question is, ki kami baylan b'beidin or shalom b'beidin. And in this version, it was Avimi who told them, well then don't bother asking the second question, because anami lo tibay l'cha. Look, if you understand that the shliach ha-acharon means all the way down the line, so then the Mishnah says that the last guy says shliach beit din ani, then that means the last guy, even five guys down the line. So that would mean you would need to have a shliach beit din.
It would have to be done
in beit din. Well, my rabbi, shliach be'eretz Yisrael, who doesn't have this problem, then you don't need beit din, because you don't need to say for 9 o'clock, for 9 o'clock. That shliach, he can make kama shluchim. So it doesn't matter how many steps down, or you don't get into all of this complication. What's the difference if it's one shliach, two shlichim? Omer Rav Ashi, but if the first shliach dies, then all the shluchim down the row are all batel, because at whatever point the chain is broken, the das of the person who created the shlichut is needed for the shlichut to be maintained. So if shliach number one dies, then none of the shlichim are good.
Doesn't mean the baal to die?
It really, really gets dangerous. I don't know. You know, you look at these nice, innocent little boys. They walk in. They're 14 years old. You're going to think they're going to end up challenging you on Kol HaShas. No. You figure you can afford to leave them in the corner. What's going to happen? You turn around and look around. They become grandparents. They're sitting over there, and they're making you feel like a fool. Anyway. Omar Baravashi. So Mar Baravashi says, you should know that Ravashi, my daddy, he said this when he was a little boy. So, but he doesn't hold it anymore. It was a big mistake. Now, Abba said it, Bekatnutai. But, I mean, when he grew up, he understood that, look, Ilum Meitabal, I mean, what really is the empowering dot of all of the shluchim? The husband. If the husband would have died, meaning Bishashi Bukulam, would there be any mamashut to any of the shlichiyot? Of course not. Which means, essentially, kulam ikoch man ka'atus. Where are they drawing their shlichut from? The shliach. Why would they be drawing from the shliach? He merely allowed the appointment to take place. But it's all going back to the keach habal that provided it to whoever is currently carrying it. And therefore, there's only one concern. If the Baal is alive, the shliach is alive.
But if the Baal is not alive...
If the Baal is not alive, then there's no get.
There's no, you can't have a get anyway.
Exactly.
You're going into the issue of agency.
Correct. Exactly. You don't need the whole business, but obviously it's only the Baal that's the empowerment. Let nu la Baal, let nu la kulu. No problem at all. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaro. Ahu gavra... So a guy was sending a get to his wife, and he told, the shliach tells him, okay, but how am I going to know who she is? I have no idea who she is. I never met her. So what do I do when I get there? Lo yadana la. Omar leis. So the husband said, look, what you do is you go find Abba Bar Menuhin, my friend. He knows her. And he'll deliver the get. You know, so iyo yadala. Give him the get, and he'll give it to her. So anyway, he comes to that town, and Abba Bar Menuhin is out of town. Now he doesn't know who the woman is. But so what does he do? He walks into Beis Medrash over there. He finds Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Chanina Bar Popa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They're like a bezdin. Rabbi Safra was sitting by them. He was sitting and learning on a shtender. He goes in and he tells them a story. So they say, look, I'll tell you what you. We'll tell you what you can do. You testify in front of us, you know, and we will then besor milecha kamedidan. You don't have to sit around here waiting for the next month for Abba Bar Menuhin to come home. When Abba Bar Menuhin comes home, we will give it over. Dechiyati Abba Bar Menuhin, we will give it over to him, and then he will be able to deliver it to her. So nitvine le, lezo velitvine la, and then he'll be able to go. And he will deliver it to her, and everything will be fine, and you can go home. So Rav Safra wakes up from his shtender over there. He says, gentlemen, excuse me, but that's ridiculous. Well, I understand. Well, what are you saying? The shliach should make you the ones that can give over the get to somebody else? He wasn't a shliach for gerishin. He was a shliach for one purpose, to hand a get over to Abba Bar Menuhin, okay? So he is not now standing in locum the Baal to be able to create a new shliach, to be able to deliver the get. The Baal understood that he can't deliver the get. So what did he do? He made him a delivery boy. I said, how can a delivery boy give a get to you to make you a shliach for delivery of the actual get? Makes no sense what you're saying. You can't hand it over to him. Such a shliach shall ain't on the garish, you know. Ichsufo, they were very embarrassed to hand that minor problem. Amarova, you see? Kapchina Rav Safra. Rav Safra sitting over there on his shtender, and he managed to cut off the feet of Tlat Rabbanan Smuchi. Man, you got to be very careful if Safra's in the room. Omer Avashi, big deal. But Mike Apchino, what he said wasn't even true. You had to think about it for a minute. That wasn't any taina. What, you're telling me that Abra Bar Minyomi, he changed the whole tune? What happened? Remember the story, right? So he said to him, only Abra Bar Minyomi, the low at. He originally appointed this guy to deliver this bowl, right? And then the man said, well, I don't know who she is. Okay, he says, so fine, you could find Abra Bar Minyomi. So what do you think that means? I changed my mind. I don't want you to give the get. The only one who can give the get is Abra Bar Minyomi. Like, it never occurred to me, he's not going to be able to know who she is. He's telling her, look, if you find her, if you see that you're having problems finding her, so then give it over to Abra Bar Minyomi. In which case, he never rescinded the original shlichut of delivery of the get. Why would you say such a thing? It's just silly. Rav Safra's making problems. It made perfectly good sense for him to be able to give them over the get. So, Miko, I'm like, Abra Bar Minyomi, v'lo at. But that's what he said. Now, I've changed my mind. Only Abra Bar Minyomi can deliver the get. Others report this whole story like this, that Omar Rava, Kapchina Rav Safra, Tata Rabbanan Smuchi, b'to'uta. What Rava said was, these guys were so sensitive, they got knocked off kilter for a moment. So he thought he was hot stuff, that they all said whoops, but it was actually a mistake. It wasn't a whoops. They should have thought about it for a minute. They would have realized that Rav Safra had nothing to say. So Rav Ashi said, I know what you're thinking. You're wrong. My ta'uta, it was not a mistake. Because Michael Amalei, what did he mean when he said, I want Abra Bar Minyomi? That's what he meant. He said to him, Abra Bar Minyomi, v'lo at. In which case, it was a good time that Rav Safra had. Now, there was another Maisa, Rav.
He changed it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now that I see it, that's all I need is somebody get mixed up, give it to the wrong party, forget it. It's like what he said, the way we would say it in modern terms. You know what? Forget it. Give it to Abra Bar Minyomi. You know what? Forget it means forget it. You're no longer there for that. I'm making you appointment for something else.
But does Abra Bar Minyomi know that he's to receive this get to give it over?
He doesn't have to. Once he accepts it from him on that understanding, he's a good shliach. So anyway, there's another maisa, fascinating maisa. A guy sends a get with a shliach, and he says, look, but I don't want the get delivered until 30 days from now. 30 days from now, you can deliver the get. Whatever it could be. He had a wedding in between and wanted him to be known as a divorcee, whatever it was. That already doesn't matter. So what happens is that the shliach got sick within the 30 days. He said he didn't have kayak to bring it after the 30 days. So what he wanted to do, he was going to go back home. So he comes to Rava. And Rava says, look, the reason that we accepted that a shliach can make another shliach in the event that he's ill is because it's an emergency, right? Okay, so chol ha'taim amai mishum da'onus, right? So this guy is also an onus because he can't make it for the 30 days. What's nafka mina right now, then? That's not the point. So right now he's an onus, and all you have to do is pass on the shlichut the same way that the original guy passed on the shlichut. So, So you make us the shliach in order for us to be the ones who will, in the end, deliver the get after 30 days, And we'll appoint someone to deliver the get at that point. So, you don't have to worry about it. We can't give the. They are not currently a shliach for delivery. After 30 days, we'll make it a shliach for delivery. Which is exactly what the Rabbanan Taina to Rava. What is that supposed to mean? A shliach for what, if not for delivery? If it's not a shliach to delivery, it's not a shliach for get. So how can you make a shliach? It's a shliach to Lonitan Legerishin. You're supposed to be making a shliach for Gerishin, and you're accepting a shlichut which is not Legerishin. This original shliach does not have the power to give the get right now. So he's giving you over what? The power not to give the get right now. And you're going to then turn that into a shliach for the gerishin at the end of the 30 days? Mm-hmm. How did that happen? So then it's a shliach shalal nitan legerishin who? So he tied it to them. That doesn't matter. Because kiva de labot klati miyomotzi mishalayach. Matimagarish, since it includes the ability to deliver the get after 30 days, so fine, so then it's the equivalent of a full shlichut shenitan legerushin, and that's all. But wait a minute, they asked him. Isn't there a problem of, since this thing is going to be delayed for 30 days, can you be certain that it's not a get yashan? How do we know that this guy wasn't mit payes with her and so on, right? So milo tzan, leichu sheba payes, why don't we have to be chayish that maybe it was mefayes? Or milo tzan me'achshav im lobati mikan ve'ad yud bet chodesh. But the famous case, guy says, this should be my get. If I don't get here within the next 12 months, and he dies within the next 12 months. So fine, so it's a get, whenever that point is. And there we ask, what do you mean it's a get? How can you have 12 months between the giving of the get and the chalos of the get? Why aren't we afraid that it's a get yashan? And over there we had to explain that Omar Rabba Baravun Achi Omar Rabba Morim Bishmei the Rab, that the only case that it would work is where he gave over that she is ne'emenet alai lomar shalobati. That this is only where the Bezdin can accept her testimony, that he had never returned from overseas during that period. When Rava heard that, he was very embarrassed. Ichsif. Wait, well, boy, I forgot that problem. Wow, what an embarrassment. That everything worked out except for the logistics of Get Yashan. So, from the end, it turned out that she was only an Arusa. She was not a Nesua. So then Rava said, what? Im Omru ben Nesua. Thank God I subconsciously knew she was an Arusa. If they say that a Nesua, you have to worry about that he may want to get her back, try to have a nice, lovely evening over in a restaurant, One thing leads to another. But I mean, I wouldn't say that about an Arusa. I don't say it about a Nesua. It's okay. So I don't have to worry about it. Omar Rava Havadai Kami Boilon. One thing, however, that we do need to define is, do you need Kimashu Bezdin Shliach Befanav or Shalom Befanav? It said that they can hand it over to us, we'll make another Shliach. Can that additional Shliach be made a Shliach even where this guy was sent home, like I did? Like I sort of took that for granted, but the truth is, we should have been mevarer whether it has to be befanav or not. Hodar pashta, and then Rava said, I knew that also subconsciously. And it's bein befanav, bein shalom befanav. And indeed, shokol mitam from Eretz Yisrael, bein befanav, bein shalom befanav. Once we're already on this topic about the question of the onus of the shliach and so on and so forth, what about onus in terms of getting itself? So Hudi Amr, a famous case we've had so many times before. Guy says, if I don't get here in the next 30 days, this should be a get. Okay, the guy gets, and there's a major problem that his bus never showed up to cross the little river. Right? Yeah, as usual. So, well, it's a question whether it's usual. No, really, because it's usual enough in terms of whether it's shliach. Is it an onus, a shliach? Okay. Anyway, so he's there over on the other side of the ferry. The ferry boat never shows up. He was supposed to get in by around the world in 80 days. And the last thing that happens is that the ferry boat goes on strike. And there goes $20 billion in modern terms. Then that's a billion doesn't go as far as it used to go.
Well, I'm here.
It's a fairy tale. Amalu, chazu datoy. Listen, everybody, come out here and watch. I'm here. Ha ha.
You're there.
That's not called coming. So apparently, he holds that we ain't on his begitis. It's tough luck, right? Okay. So again, whether this is a general rule, ain't on his begitis, or ain't on his begitis if it's dependent on eged, because then it's considered. No, seriously, as it says over there, that's normal. So you should have thought of that one. Yeah. Okay, that's about work, because there we have to get into this right now. We have that back in Ksuvas. And it was another case where a guy said, Ahuda Amalu, once we were on this topic of pius, that if I do not go and make her feel good and she'll surrender to me, by the end of 30 days, if I get it, I'm never going to get it, just give it again. Right? So he goes ahead and he's mefayes her. And she refuses to get her go back. She can't stand your guts. Leave me alone. It's okay, fine. So is that a good get? Rabbi Yosef says, I understand. You're saying that there's no possible way that he could have been Mephiaser. I bet you $1 million would have gone a long way towards being Mephiaser. You know, did he try that one? I mean, Miyoivla Takavda the dinner, did he give her $1 million? And then see whether she was before all of a sudden magically money talks. Yeah? You don't know that. So then maybe he didn't do a good job. He said, I'm not that I'm Mephiaser, right? He wasn't Mephiaser. So therefore, ilo paisanala, lo paisanala.
Is a
euphemism? Oh, that's no. Mephias means to make her feel better about it, appease her. This is what we're going to argue. No, but this is what we're going to argue about in a moment. Whether he means I have to do my share, or he means I have to succeed. That's the question. So that's the next sheet. Other sekedi amar of Yosef. Wait. Did he say he's going to give him $1 million? He said he's going to be Mephias, right? So, I mean, the dinra ba'ilametavla. What is he supposed to do? You know, how many times is he supposed to crawl on the floor? Yes, honey, dear, yes, we'll do whatever you want.
You were right.
Enough. You're tired of my saying you're right. So drop dead. So then because of that, so then what was called pisa. So then it would be perfectly good get. Now, this would mean the difference over here would be the question of yesh ones begitten or einos begitten. So, how come on him yesh ones begitten? How come on him einos begitten? If in fact, he can, only because he tainas that I did what I can, it's not up to me to achieve the pius, that would be sufficient. Okay. But, yeah. Otherwise, you'd have to give the $1 million. What do you want? You say, but I'm an earnest. I tried.
Dr. Heineke Mishnah.
Maybe gate beres Israel v'chala hareze mishal chol biyad acher. Im amar lo totally himena chifetz ploni, then lo yishachin biyad acher. So no shepi biyad acher. Omer of Kana cholatnan. Yeah, that's quite a nice point. It does indeed. Pshita cholakatani. No, I mean mal detema. What then? Afagav the lo chala. V'haydik tani chala. You might have thought. But if that's the case, hechidami, idi amalei helech without saying alech atz and afagav de lo cholanami, and idi amalei atar lech, so then afagav de cholanami lo, and if it's a trimming amliyah, in either case, afilu cholanami lo to tanya, helech ketzeli ishti areze mishacho biyad acher, atolech ketzeli ishti areze lo yishachem biyad acher. Either way, so how would it possibly matter if he's chola or not? And chola shiny. So either way, I don't care. It works out all around. It's not. May we get Beret Yisrael v'chala reza mishacho biyad acher. That's our Mishnah. And what about the Mishnah later of Raminu? Omar lishnayim tnu get lishti. O lishlosha kitvu get utnu lishti. Hare elu yikatvu v'yitnu, but that means inu in. Ava shliach lo. Omar abaye otam taim omay mishum mikbizayon de baal. But ocha de baal lo kopit. Rav Amar, mishum de mile ninu mile lo mimsram lishliach. My binayu, ikben ha shliach matana. And indeed, we know there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that. Rav Amar matana ena kiget because there's no bizoya. Shmuel Amar matana ekere kiget because it's mili. Im Amar lo toli hey meno chif. It's plenty Amar shlokas. You see, kan shana Rebbe ena shoel rashay lashil veena socher rashay laskir. Omar lo Rabbi Yochanan zuafilu tino kotcha petrap ani odimota. But there's something about the Mishnah that goes a lot further. Which is that Zimna de Gitan Amilo Havid, and ask Misha Omalo, Altigarshan of a Bayat, he goes ahead and he's Gershabalia, Altigarsha Alabaya, Beamin, the Gershabismo. Okay, but so apparently there's different cases, because you say sometimes, you can say, said Zimna. So what's the Zimna? It's Altai. Kuli Ame Echad and Nafka la Ape, the Yev le Achefetz, and then Oda Shakla min a Gita, Kuli Ame Lopiga de Gita Gitamahoya Havid. He pliga echa da omar le Shkol mina chayfetz v'hoda havlagita v'azal iu v'yavlagita v'ada shakal chayfetz mina. So Rav Yochanan posel bo v'koshke b'shulcho, and according to Tosafot that means any time b'shulcho. Reish Lakish machshir b'shulcho v'koshikein bo. Amevi gate b'medinat hayam v'chala. Hose shliach v'beit din u'mishalchol v'omer lifneihem b'fanai nechtav v'fanai nechtam. Ve'ina shliach acharon tzerich shomar b'fanai nechtav v'fanai nechtam. Nor can he, for that matter. Hello, Omer Shliach Beit Dinani. Omruli Rabbanan Lavimi Breda Rabbi Abo, can you please ask your dad, boy, my name Rabbi Abo, Shliach to Shliach, Mashvi Shliach? Hello. Omar Lahu, you know how to read the Mishnah. Hello, Tibay Lahu, Meditani Ina Shliach Acharon. Obviously, somebody got beyond the second guy. So I'm called the Mashvi Shliach. Hello, Tibay Lahu, Ki Mashvi Shliach Beit Din, or Philip Shalom Beit Din. Omrulay, I loved me boy lon mediktani, ella omer shliach bedinani. Venach bar yitzchak matni hachi. Omrulay rabban alavim ebrede rabbi abo, bo mine rabbi abo shliach to shliach kimash ve shliach bebedin, o shalom bebedin. Omrulay, and why aren't you worried about whether mash ve shliach be amo? Omrulay, because it says in the Mishnah, look at me boy lon. Titzan ena shliach acharon, mechlal to shliach mash ve shliach. Ella ki komi boy lon, is it dafka bebez? They don't feel it shalom bebez. Omrulay, if you understand that that's the Mishnah, then ho nami lo ti boy lochah, because whoever the shliach acharon is, it says that he has to say shliach bedinani. Omer Rabba Shliach Beretz Yisrael could be also kama shluchim. Omer Rav Ashi, but im meit harishon, but lukulam. Omer Rabba Rav Ashi, that Abba said when he was a young man, the Katnuta. But in reality, it's not true, because ilu meit abal midi mishasha id buku, kulu mikor bal mankat, mikor bal kat. Ite la bal, ite la kulu, let la bal, let la kulu. Who garve the shalla gita la devita? Omer Shliach lo yadana lo. Omer lei, okay, so zil yavi laba bar min yume yu yadala. Veleze veleit veni ala. He ends up ata velo ashkech laba bar min yume. Instead, he was ashkech el Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Chanin Rabba Pop and Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, who had next to them Rav Safra of Gabay. So Omer lei, okay, is that so bad? Misor milecha kamididan. And then when Abba bar min yume gets to town, we'll give it to him, and then he'll be able to go. V'leiz v'litvinala. Amar lo Rav Safra, gentlemen. I mean, it's a shliach shol nitan l'gerushin. Ich sofu. Amar Rava, see? Kapchino Rav Safra l'tlata rabbanan smuchi. Amar Rav Ashi, nu. V'may kapchino. You think when he said Abra bar Menume should bring it, it means that not you? He said, if you do happen to bump into her first thing here, you badafka have to go to Abra bar Menume. He's never said that. Ikri Amri, Amar Rava, Kapchina Rav Safra, Tata Rabban Tzmuchi, B'Tawuta. Amar Rav Ashi, oh no, it's Tawuta. There's Michael Amar Lei, forget about it, he said to him. Abba Bar Menyumi is the guy I want, Lord. Who gave it a shalla gita l'dvit, Amar L'shliach, L'otet v'ni Allah, Tlati Yumi. Itnis begot Tlati Yumi. Atal Kavi de Rava, Amar Rava. Okay, listen, the chola, the whole reason was, Mishum de Itnis, over here also, you can't be here after 30 days, so that's an onus. Tell you what to do. Amar lei mesor milecha kamididan. Labat etlat yom ashvin shliach v'yavi l'niela. Om le rabban le rova. But at this point of time, it's a shliach shol nitan l'gerush. And how can he pass on the shlichut to you? Amar lo kiven the labat etlat yom ematzi megarush. So it's kishliach shol nitan l'gerush. And what about the problem of shema pies? Leichel shema pies. Mi lo tlan mi achshav mi lo bati mi kan vat shlem asar chodesh u'meit betoch shlem asar chodesh. I raise a gate v'avinam ba. And what about the problem of gate yashan? Neichel shema pies. We have to create a whole case that Rav Amar Abba Bar Ravuna, Hochi Amar Abba Mishmei Rav. It's got to be talking about a case where she was memenet alai lomar shlo bati. And none of that applies over here. Poor Rav was ichsav. L'sofi gloi milta darusa avoy. Amar Rava, well, of course, imom ruben esua, yom ruba rusa. However, there were some things that perhaps we should have looked into a little more closely. Amar Rava, but avarei kamivoylan, of kimash vebetin shliach, does it have to be befanav, or could they even send him home? O shalob befanav. Adar pashta ben befanav, ben shalob befanav. Shalchum itam ben befanav, ben shalob befanav. Ahudi Omer lo atina atlat in yume la avegit. Ata paska mavra. Amar lo ha, chazui, ha ha, kut, atoi, chazui da atoi, amashwara, let's not call it matya. Ahudi Omer lo ilo payasa atlat in yume la avegit. Ozal, Paisa, and she refuses. No, Amr of Yosef, no, Mamika Yavla Takavada Dinra Evla, Ifaisa. Well, he could Amr, Amr of Yosef. What does he have to do more than that? He did whatever's in his hands to do. That's sufficient. Zamidi Takavada Dinra Boyla Metavla. Oh, peace of Allah, Ifaisa is her problem. So, Akamanti Amr Yeshon is begitten, Akamanti Amr, Ainon is begitten.